Welcome to another edition of the Vending Technology Podcast. We're here today to talk about telemetry with Chuck Reed, Marketing Director at MEI, and Doug Haddon, Director of Technology Solutions at MEI. Telemetry, of course, is one of the new technologies that is changing vending as we know it. And Chuck, let me start with you. What does it mean to take your machines online, and why is this important?
Well, Elliot, taking machines online in our world means really using telemetry to give your machines a voice. And what we mean by that is installing telemeters in the machines enables them then to start to continually feed real-time data to the operator. And because you've already got the communication line already open, you can start to talk about cashless acceptance by leveraging that communication line. The information that telemetry can include in terms of what it measures is product movement, i.e. sales, cash inventory in both the coin mech and the bill validator, and the physical condition of the machines, including the alarms, door open, or other health-related items on the physical condition of the machine. And we really think by taking the machines online, it provides the foundation for dynamic scheduling, as well as can really improve the accuracy of what an operator might already be doing in terms of forecasting pre-kitting to their existing VMS systems.
Okay. Let me just clarify a couple points, Chuck. When you say installing telemeters in the machine, you're referring to a retrofit in an existing machine, correct?
That's correct. Typically, a telemeter is a separate device than from the vending machine controller. It uses an MDB protocol, so it's easily attached into the MDB string on the vending machine, but it generally is a separate device.
Okay. And this device will enable cashless transaction as well as remote machine monitoring and the ability to do some new innovative things like pre-kitting of your warehouse and dynamic scheduling of your routes, correct?
That's correct. Just to clarify, so the telemeter is essentially a cellular radio, and it can be what they call a WAN, wide area network, so similar to your cell phone, or a LAN, which is a local area network, which allows the units to talk amongst themselves within, say, a confined regional area of a half a mile or so. The telemeter then, obviously, once it's enabled, can not only grab the alarm information coming from vending machine or the sales data that's through the DEX, but then because you've got the radio in there, you could then add a cashless device to the unit or to the telemeter, and then you're at that point able to do both the remote monitoring as well as cashless management. It's important to point out that VMS systems today already do, to some degree, pre-kitting and forecasting. So really the addition of the telemeter in some cases is able to improve the accuracy of those models as the operator uses them.
Okay. And can you give us any ballpark as to what kind of investment we're talking about to install a telemeter on a machine?
Well, they really vary. There are some people in the industry have a variety of different rental and lease programs. I would say that in general, an operator could expect to pay between $200 and $400 for a telemeter, depending on where they get it and the functionality of that telemeter, whether it has a wireless radio in it or just as a LAN radio.
Okay. So when we start talking numbers here, let's talk about the benefit. Doug, let me switch to you. What are some of the specific ways that taking machines online with telemetry makes a difference in the bottom line?
Elliot, I mean, one of the most obvious is by installing a telemeter, it gives the operator visibility and accessibility to constant live information of how that machine is operating, which allows that operator to plan more efficiently, leading to less routes, less trucks, reduced labor costs, and reduced product wastes. An increase in sales due to increased machine uptime because alarms are being communicated back to the operator in real time, helps reduce unnecessary service calls. But, you know, all of that results within the industry, improved vend patrons' satisfaction because the machines are working. and that a consumer is not going up to a machine and it's out of service, because with telemetry it allows you to notify the operator as soon as there's an issue with the machine. But you know, you can't underestimate having the visibility that an operator will have into the machine with what products are selling, and you know, overall in that machine, and driving to improve space to sales management. In some of our experiences, you know, just having that visibility allows you to increase, let's say, the capacity of a certain product, and ultimately result in a reduction of the number of times you need to service that machine in order to fill it.
Okay. Do you have any ballpark figures what kinds of sales lift an operator might see as a result of having telemetry?
You know, the sales lift is somewhat dependent upon the operator's current processes or and or their current operational efficiency. What we normally see, based upon our experiences, is that an operator can experience anywhere from 20% to 30% reduction in routes. And so the ability to take the routes off the street really impacts directly the bottom line and the costs that the operator needs to incur.
Okay. All right. Now, our magazine does track the level of investment year to year in these tools, and our State of the Industry report has indicated some increase, but it has to be said that the increase is moving at a fairly slow rate. Chuck, let me ask you, with all of these advantages, why do you think more operators aren't taking advantage of telemetry in their machines?
I think that's a good question. I think there's a couple activities or a couple answers to that. First of all, MEI has consistently said throughout our experience that one size doesn't fit all. And so it's not necessarily the case that every single vending machine requires a wireless telemeter. If you have a vending machine that has very stable sales week to week, month to month, the existing VMS system that the operator may be using that does either pre-kitting or forecasting may be more than adequate in order to generate the kind of pick lists and then get the machine filled and working, and really doesn't require any kind of investment for that machine. So not every machine really requires a telemeter, and that's something I think the operator needs to think about as they look at their field base of equipment. Some machines don't generate a lot of alarms. Each machine has a different set of alarms they generate. If an operator is looking for remote monitoring of alarms and the particular machine he's targeting doesn't have many, and he may decide that it's not, the return on investment isn't significant enough. You know, upgrading is expensive. There's no doubt that when you start installing telemeters, there is an additional cost to put all those devices on. And I think sometimes the operators don't realize kind of the net benefit on the back end. As Doug just talked about, 20, 30, 40% increase in efficiencies in their operation are significant. And if you can see that at the beginning, then it's easy to kind of move through. If you don't see that end as easily, then you struggle as you try to think about the investment. And I think the other big issue is change management. Look, change is hard, and drivers get intimidated by new systems. They're certainly ingrained in the ways they do things. So we think it's really, really important, and our experience shows that there are techniques and tools that can be used to help operators through that change management process. So it's important for an operator to choose someone that has that experience and can help together and partner with that operator to help work through those change management issues as they start to implement the technology.
Okay.
And Elliot, I'd like to add something to what Chuck says. I think one of the core drivers in implementing the telemetry technology, let's say, into the vending channel is you can't discount the investment that an operator needs to make in the people and process side of the equation. It's not just about implementing a technology and then immediately seeing the benefits. There are definitely changes, changes to the people with the training, changing to the processes in order to implement more discipline. You know, we have to remember that in order to be successful in the telemetry space and installing this technology, is that we have to make sure that the operator successfully migrates towards being able to manage product sales at the SKU level within the machine. And if an operator has not made that step, it is a significant investment in his people and process.
Okay. Now, does an operator have to have all of his machines capable of reporting DEX data in order to implement telemetry?
Chuck, would you like me to take that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I mean, from an MEI perspective, I mean, we leverage the DEX data in order to report on the product sales, cash positions, and alarms in support of a telemetry investment.
Okay. So in order to actually utilize telemetry, the operator does have to have all of the machines of relatively modern vintage, correct?
That is correct. And as part of our implementation methodology, our technical services department is very well versed in the inner workings of a vending machine. And as part of us helping bring our customers online, we will actually analyze their entire machine base and make sure that they understand what minimum EEPROM levels on the vending control board need to be installed in order to support a telemetry investment.
Okay. How would you characterize either one of you can answer this, but how would you characterize the level of interest among the operators at the present time in telemetry?
Well, let me take this first turn. I think there is a tremendous amount of interest. There's certainly your publication is doing a great job, at least increasing awareness of the operator. I think they're still trying to understand how it fits within their business. And again, as I said earlier, the one thing an operator needs to recognize is if they're struggling with this one size fits all, they should, because we don't think one size does fit all. And it's important as they analyze their machine base that they understand that maybe a telemeter isn't going to work, or at least an online telemeter isn't going to work in every single case and return the investment. So we hear of a lot of interest. We know that, as in the case for many, many years in the industry, the bottlers tend to drive technology adoption, and we're seeing the bottlers really make that investment, that leap forward. And as they do improve the value proposition, we expect many, many more full-line operators to be able to point to those examples and understand the real value that can be brought by the technology.
Okay.
Elliot, I believe that if you fast forward, 3 to 5 years from now, that it is going to be the standard in which just about all operators and bottlers will run their business. They will need to have made an investment in telemetry in order to be competitive from a commission rate structure, from an operational efficiency structure, and just in order to manage their costs. But I believe that it's also a big change. I mean, in essence, when you invest in telemetry or dynamic scheduling, what you're doing is taking all of these vending machines or endpoints and moving them to a just-in-time inventory model, which is a little bit of a radical departure from how machines are serviced today.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, I think we're coming to the end of our allotted time. Is there anything else you wanted to mention before we end this podcast?
Well, I would just like to say, first of all, thanks for continuing to bring this up and increase the awareness. And again, I think operators really need to do their homework and their research. There are many alternatives out there in the market today. But one of the things they need to make sure of is that whoever they choose as their partner, make sure that they've been down this path and have a pretty good idea what they're going to help you get involved in. Because as Doug said, it is more than just buying the hardware. It is the people and the processes that in the end will ultimately make for the success of the telemetry adoption.
Okay. All right. Well, Chuck and Doug, I appreciate your time, and We look forward to revisiting this issue in the future.
Thank you, Elliot.
Okay.